Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. Can Joe Biden be impeached for bribery? That is the question that's now being asked because we've got more intel. And it's not just the laptop from hell. It's the Treasury records that are now showing millions of dollars went from the Biden crime family, or to the Biden crime family, I should say, from China. And let's also not forget, the Democrats are the one that set precedent on impeachment. Remember, they said crimes didn't have to be proven to impeach in that pursuit of impeaching Donald Trump. That was their words. Now let's talk about what we now know when it comes to the new intel on what happened with this money. All right, so you understand the whole thing. Payments have been confirmed as of late Thursday that actually came from a Chinese Communist Party linked company to members of President Joe Biden's family. The amounts are big, and this now could actually end up being a criminal case when it comes to bribery. Now, is bribery an impeachable offense under the Constitution? That's the question that Congress is going to have to look at. Now, let's talk about the money real quick so you understand that aspect of this. The House Oversight Committee has revealed that in 2017, China State Energy, HK Limited. Now, this is a company that I've never talked about before. I've never told you about this before. I want to make that very clear, okay? This is a company that this is the first time I've ever mentioned this company. So please share this intel with your family and your friends. Grab our podcast, share it on social media, wherever you can. Wherever you're listening, hit that forward button and share it so they'll understand what happened here. Now, this China State Energy, and this is the Communist Chinese State Energy Company, HK Limited, sent $3 million to a company controlled by family associate Robert Walker, who in turn then took that $3 million and distributed those funds to the members of the Biden crime family. He sent the money to his surviving son, Hunter, his brother, James, referring to the president, his daughter-in-law, Hallie, and an unknown Biden we now know. And again, this all happened in 2017. Hallie is the ex-widow of his son, Bo Biden, who then shacked up with Hunter Biden. Just to keep it all in the family, they're keeping all the money in the family and other stuff too. State Energy, HK Limited, was also linked to CEFE China Energy. Now, you've heard about them before in payments that have gone to the Bidens. That chairman of CEFE Energy, Yi did business with Hunter Biden directly. CEFE also, we now know, was involved in an abandoned joint venture with the Biden family in which someone referred to as the, quote, big guy and presumed to be then the former Vice President Joe Biden was to have a 10% stake in that company. Now, this is the part where Congress is going to have to decide if this was actually just bribery and a fake business partnership that would allow for the bribes to take place and the money to transfer. CEFE was involved in that abandoned joint venture, right? And they were involved in that abandoned joint venture, but it may be that that joint venture really never was intended to have legs. It may have just been a cover for, again, bribery. Now, it is not clear what goods or what services, if any, were provided in exchange for these multi-million dollar payments. Again, they may have just set up these fake companies and acted like they were going to do business. And in reality, it was nothing but a cover story for the bribes to come in. This is the first time we've been able to see financially how this is working and how easily it was for the Bidens to get their hands on countless dollars. Now, Hunter Biden's legal team has now been forced to issue a statement. Their statement now claims that he had engaged in a, quote, legitimate private business venture with a Chinese company. As part of that joint venture, Hunter received his portion of good faith seed funds, which he shared with his uncle James Biden and Hallie Biden, with whom he was involved in at the time, and, quote, sharing expenses. Again, this is a full-blown mafia-style crime family. This is no different than what the cartels do down in Mexico. They keep it in the family. This is no different than what you see in Russia with these oligarchs keeping it in the family and with Vladimir Putin giving it to his family and his friends. This is what corruption and bribery looks like when you actually see the funds transferring. Now, it was not clear what exactly the joint venture was as well. That's another problem. And again, Congress is going to now have to ask this question. Can you impeach a president for bribery? Because we don't even have a clear picture of what the joint venture was or how it was arranged. We just know that's the alibi. And in fact, Hunter Biden's attorneys confirm that in their statement. Now, let's talk about some other parts of the money here. Hunter Biden's overseas business ventures had been recognized, we now have, from these suspicious activity reports and from his laptop, as early and travel records as early as 2015, as a potential conflict of interest for his father. We know that diplomats and journalists questioned Hunter Biden's appointment to the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, where he earned $83,333 a month, despite lacking any relevant experience, not knowing the country, and not knowing their language. The only thing he brought to the table was his father was in office and the point man with Ukraine and America's policy. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people at a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide, and you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4-4 gold IRA. 877-4 gold IRA. Or visit them online at augustapreciousmetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Now, when the concerns were raised back in 2015, just to really let you understand this timeline now financially, those concerns were brushed aside by Democrats, including Barack Obama's White House, the Vice President's office at the time, Joe Biden's office. And the issue was never resolved because they basically just deferred and said it doesn't matter. We also know that Hunter Biden was also connected to other foreign businesses and associates with his father, including Chinese communist associates as well. Now, the criminal statute of bribery describes giving anything of value to an official to influence him or her in performing any official act. The fact that the thing of value might have flowed to Biden's friends and family rather than directly to Biden himself would not absolve him based on a court opinion. And there's evidence that the senior Biden, now our president, Joe Biden, benefited greatly from his family's gains. China's also desire to influence is clear, which even, again, brings up more of a simple connecting of the dots of what bribery is. It's less clear what Biden did or did not do to protect and or to help China. Here's the other thing. Democrats are the ones that are going to get themselves in trouble when it comes to precedent here. Because throughout both Donald Trump's impeachments, both, and those investigations and trials in Congress, it was not necessary that a criminal statute be violated for the president to be impeached or removed, they said over and over and over and over again. You don't have to prove a crime. We can just accuse him of a crime.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into it. Right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you impeach a president for doing this? Let me get back to what they say. Many legal scholars say that a president can be impeached only for acts committed after taking office. But that's not what the Democrats did with Donald Trump. Democrats undermined that standard, not only by arguing that Trump could be impeached for, you know, the perception of collusion. They did this as soon as he took office. Remember, they said, oh, well, he's done things in the past. We want to get rid of him. We're going to impeach him. We have no influence. We have nothing about Russia collusion, but we're going to say he did it anyway. We're going to impeach him for that. Remember, that's what they did. Then they had that second Senate trial for Trump, even after he left office in 2021 because of what happened on January the 6th. In this case, it could be well argued when it comes to Biden that his foreign policy is an ongoing act affected by his past financial benefits, which would be a far stronger case than we'd ever heard about anything that Donald Trump did that was, by the way, they were lying about the entire time, so he didn't do any of it. But who cares? Now, how would you argue this case? How would you put it forward, right? Well, bribery is one of the ways. The other is treason. And treason is mentioned explicitly by the Constitution as an impeachable offense. Because if you're working on behalf of China instead of the United States of America, and you're doing things on behalf of China or Russia or Ukraine, instead of doing them on behalf of the United States of America, and your policies being influenced by how much money they're sending you, is that treason? You're going to have to ask those in Congress if they believe that it is. Do I think it is? Absolutely. Now, here's the other thing. Prior to Thursday, the evidence existed on Hunter Biden's laptop. We did know that. We did not, however, have the evidence that has now emerged from the U.S. Treasury Department to back it up. This is going to be a problem for Joe Biden, for James Biden, for Hunter Biden, for Hallie Biden, for everybody that's been getting paid. The House Oversight Committee should turn its investigation, in my opinion, into a full impeachment inquiry based on what we now have from the U.S. Treasury Department. I think that's what should happen here. And I think there's many others that would agree with me that these are the things that we've been asking about for years. And is the president of the United States of America compromised? At this point, you would have to think, of course, that he is compromised. How could you not say that he is compromised based on what we have learned? This is a significant amount of money, millions and millions of dollars. And I think you can make the argument that there's no way in hell that James Biden or Hunter Biden would ever have gotten these contracts, or Hallie Biden with China, if it wasn't for their father. James Comer, he said 2 weeks ago he subpoenaed the bank records for 300 Biden businesses, and this is just the beginning. Okay, this is just the beginning. I also want to remind you, let's go back to 2019. And I want you to hear what the president had to say about his family back then in 2019.
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board. And that was it. And there's nobody.
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
So we're supposed to believe, if you go back to Joe Biden in his own words, when he was doing that interview with Axios on HBO in 2019, that his son randomly lands a seven-figure job in Ukraine and is serving on the board, and he expects you to believe that he didn't even know about it, had no clue, didn't even know about it until his son was already on the board. Remember, he says he never talks about his son's business dealings. We also know that's a lie from the laptop and from the audio recordings. So, should we be calling our senators and our congressmen and saying to them, hey, it's time for you to move and do your job and move for impeachment? Should the House side do this based on these Treasury reports? Yes. And is this because I want revenge? No. I want to make that very clear. This is not because I want some sort of revenge. Okay, this is not because I want some sort of revenge. This is because there is clear evidence to two different things here: treason and bribery. This president, I think, has been bribed. This president could be acting on behalf of China and Russia and Ukraine in our policies now because of the money that he received in the past. That is a problem. Specifically, you just have to look at the timeline. March 1st, 2017. This is less than 2 months after Joe Biden leaves the vice presidential office. And this guy, Robinson Walker, LLC, receives $3 million wire transfer from the Chinese Communist Company. Then he wires $1,065,000 to a company associated with James Guillier. Who is that? James Guillier is a business partner of Hunter Biden and was involved in foreign transactions with the Biden crime family. What happens after that? Biden's family members and their companies begin getting paid and receiving incremental payments over a period of approximately 3 months, and the total money transfer added up to more than $1,065,692. Who gets the money? Well, the Biden crime family has expanded, as I mentioned earlier. The money, the people, the family members who receive the money from this account of this total of $1,065,962 that we know of, James Biden, bank account check, Hunter Biden, cha-ching, Hallie Biden, cha-ching, and a new person of interest in the Biden business family scheme. Then we also know a fourth bank account identified as an unknown Biden, cha-ching, also received money. These bank records show that the Biden family received approximately one-third of the money obtained from that China wire directly. And ultimately, the American people deserve to know and deserve transparency in how the hell does Hallie Biden, Joe Biden, James Biden, and all them do a business together that none of us have ever heard of before. How does Hallie Biden get paid big money while Hunter Biden's getting big money, while James getting big money, and while the big guy's getting money? That is the question. But what I do know is the Biden crime family has just expanded. Now, China's State Energy, HK Limited, sent $3 million to a company controlled by family associate Robert Walker, who in turn distributed funds to members of the Biden family. And we now know that the number of Bidens that are getting money from these transactions has expanded. How shocked are you by this revelation?
Well, I'm sorry to say I'm not shocked at all. We keep seeing every day, every week, more and more evidence of Biden family corruption, and in particular, evidence of the Biden family being in business with the Chinese Communist government. If you look at what the House Oversight Committee has released and what the records show, according to that committee, it starts with the fact that on March 1st, 2017, which is less than 2 months after Biden leaves public office, Robinson Walker LLC, and this fellow Rob Walker is a close associate of Biden, receives a $3 million wire from State Energy HK Limited, which is a Chinese company. Now, what does Robinson Walker LLC do? It then wires $1,065,000 to a company that is associated with James Guillier. Who is James Guillier? James Guillier was a business partner of Hunter Biden and was involved in foreign transactions with the Biden family. And what happened after that? After that, Biden family members and their companies began receiving incremental payments over a period of approximately 3 months. How much were those payments? $1,065,692. So to underscore that, the amount that's transferred to James Guillier is $1,065,000. The amount that then goes to Biden family members is $1,065,000 and an additional $692. I don't know what the $692 is. So that fact is there, that about a third of the money that apparently came from China went to the Biden family. But fact number two, the Oversight Committee mentions, is the number of people receiving this cash has grown. So according to the Oversight Committee, James Biden, which is Joe Biden's brother, received some of the money. Hunter Biden, who we all know, received some of the money. And then a new person of interest, Hallie Biden. Now, Hallie Biden was the widow of Joe Biden's son, Beau Biden. She receives some of the money. And then there's a fourth bank account that is identified as an unknown Biden who also received some of the money. And it's not clear from what the House has released, and I don't think they know yet, whether this fourth Biden is one of the three already listed, James, Hunter, or Hallie, or whether it's someone else entirely. But what we now know is the number of Bidens receiving cash and cash that appears to be funneled directly from the Chinese Communist government has grown substantially in the last 24 hours.
The question that I think so many Americans want to know right now is, okay, at what point do we just call this straight up bribery and corruption? And the reason why is there's no indication that James Biden and Hallie Biden did business together, and we're talking about legitimate business, or they knew person of interest with Hunter Biden and with the president. And at some point you ask, okay, are these people doing legitimate businesses, or could they even claim, Senator, that they were doing legitimate business when clearly their resumes are completely different? And you put Hallie in there, and the question becomes, at what point do we just say this is a money laundering scheme, in essence, to give it to all the family members?
Well, it certainly looks like it on the face. I'm not aware of any facts justifying work that Hallie Biden might have done for the Chinese Communist government or for this Chinese company. Hunter Biden led the effort to try to get this money from China, and he received the lion's share of it. His experience with China seems quite limited, other than the fact that Daddy was vice president, and China, I believe, thought it was profitable to send money to the Biden family, including, as Hunter Biden's laptop famously says, 10% for the big guy, that obviously being Joe Biden. And we now have multiple witnesses who have testified that the big guy was Joe Biden. Look, this is similar, but to an even greater degree, the inference that was raised by Hunter Biden's working for Burisma and getting over $1 million for Burisma. Burisma is the Ukrainian natural gas company. Hunter Biden does not speak Ukrainian, to the best of my knowledge. There's no evidence that he does. Hunter Biden did not know a damn thing about oil and gas. And so it raised an obvious question. Why would a Ukrainian company pay someone who knew nothing about what they did over $1 million? Generally, companies don't do that. If you pay someone $1 million, you think you're getting something for it. That raises the inference that the payment, the only thing Hunter Biden added to the equation, was Daddy. That now is made even more likely by the escalating number of Biden family members who, for the Chinese Communist government, presumably were doing even less than Hunter Biden was doing for Burisma. All of which gets back to something we've discussed on this podcast before, which is the Department of Justice has appointed a special counsel that is investigating, number one, the classified documents that Joe Biden had littered around seemingly every home he owns. And we've talked about in this podcast before that special counsel's investigation and also the DOJ's investigation into Hunter Biden that they have leaked vigorously to the press. Both of those, we will know whether DOJ is shilling for the White House by answering one question. Do those investigations examine directly corruption by Joe Biden, the big guy, the president, or do they do everything they can to shield off the big guy and stay focused on potential crimes committed only by downriver Biden family members? If DOJ turns a blind eye to the big guy, that means the Biden Department of Justice is an active participant in the cover-up, and we're going to know that sooner rather than later.
There's another aspect of this, and that is it's not even clear with this wire transfer, with this $3 million and then over $1 million going to the Biden family, what goods or services, and I say this, everybody listen to this, if any, were provided in exchange for these payments. Now, when this hit, it obviously spooked Hunter Biden's team because they usually don't put out much. And Hunter Biden's legal team issued a statement claiming that he had engaged in a, quote, legitimate private business venture with a Chinese company. As part of that joint venture, Hunter received his portion of good faith seed funds, which he shared with his Uncle James and Hallie Biden, with whom he was involved with at a time and sharing expenses, quote unquote. They're not even saying what the company would have done. you would assume, and you're a lawyer, you would know this. This is a statement that I think opens them up to even more problems because they can't tell you what they actually did.
Well, I think that's right, and you would think that they would want to put their best story forward. They would want to explain something. And look, I just ask folks to ask yourself at home, have you ever had anyone pay you $1 million? And if so, and there's some people who have, did you have to do something for it? I mean, in your experience, do people usually get paid $1 million for doing nothing? Now, let me ask a second question. When was the last time you got paid $1 million from the Chinese Communist government or a company owned and controlled by the Chinese Communist government? Does that raise a different set of questions? And on top of that, if you happen to be, maybe we've got a podcast listener who has received $1 million from the Chinese Communist government, although I doubt it. But if they have, it's worth asking, was your father at the time, or had he recently been the vice president of the United States and making public policy decisions directly impacting China? At some point, if the Chinese Communist government is essentially dropping off paper bags filled with rolls of fresh $100 bills to every Biden family member they can find, if that doesn't start to look like bribery, I don't know what does. But I am glad that the House Oversight Committee is examining this. I'm glad they're putting out the facts. I assume the corporate media will utterly ignore it because the corporate media no longer engages in journalism. They no longer report on facts. If you want to learn facts, you have to listen to sources like this podcast that just lays out the facts. You can also watch Fox News or Newsmax to get some of these facts, but I'm going to hold my breath for CNN or MSNBC or ABC, CBS, NBC to cover these facts because it's inconvenient to their political narrative.
Now, that was obviously only a portion of the conversation that I had with Senator Ted Cruz. If you want to hear the entire conversation, make sure you download Verdict with Senator Ted Cruz. I get to co-host that with him. He had a lot more to say about this subject, so make sure you grab that as well. And make sure you please share this podcast with your family and friends. Write us a 5-star review, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.